Hey, how's it going? So this is kind of like a bonus. There was a pilot for a show release this week that we wanted to talk about whether or not we think that they're going to be binge-worthy. So we're going to do like a quick little binge watch or maybe. The first one we're going to do is Happy-ish because that was released by Showtime on Sunday. And we watched it and we're going to tell you what we think about it because we assume that you want our opinion for absolutely no good reason.
Wow, we've dubbed ourselves experts in this field for some reason.
We've knighted ourselves experts.
And experts we shall be.
Forever. We are the forever experts of television. I guess, though, I was thinking about it, and I realized at one point that, like, we never talked about how we know each other or anything about ourselves, really, at all. So I feel like we should maybe throw that out, because this is going to be short anyway. So, do you want to tell the story of us?
Sure. I feel like I always tell it wrong and you get mad at me.
Try me.
Well, okay, so Lisa is one of those people that I just feel like I've known forever. So the story of how we met is vague. We went to college together. We didn't really know each other until sophomore year, probably.
I'm going to say yes.
I went to school for editing and they were looking for editors for this film club, and Lisa found me and she said, would you want to do it? And then I said yes. That's all I remember. I really have no idea, Lisa, how we met.
My, like, most clear first memory of you is us dancing in your car to What Makes You Beautiful, coming home from a party very drunk. But, I mean, that was, like, the first memory that I have of us being, like, really good friends.
That's probably true. But that wasn't until
That was senior year.
So, yeah, I definitely knew you before that. I don't know, the summary is that me and Lisa went to college together. We met at some point, and we both are super weird, and we have curly hair, so we automatically became friends. So.
Yeah, and then at some point we escalated to best friendship throughout a very strenuous, stressful internship that we did at a popular late-night comedy show that is now over. That I don't even know if we can talk about because we signed so many papers. Can we?
I mean, you just said so much about it that I'm sure, like, a halfway smart person would figure it out, but...
I didn't say the name.
That's true. We have an out if we need it. So, and now Lisa lives in New York, and I moved to LA, so we Skype a lot, but Lisa also visits a lot. I try to visit a lot, but my work schedule is so crazy that I usually can't.
Lauren's visited me once, and I've visited her, it will be 4 times in July. But anyway, now that you know the story of us, Happy-ish. I think I told you about Happy-ish, right?
Yeah, I had no idea what Happy-ish is. Actually, the first thing that I wrote in my notes for this episode was, I kind of thought it was that Ellen DeGeneres show that she just started where there was, like, a lesbian who wants to have a baby with her straight friend.
Mm.
And then I was like, nope, that's not the show. So I don't have cable, and so I often miss out on these things. Like, I had never seen a commercial for it. I had no idea who was in it, nothing. So I just kind of watched it with, like, an open mind.
I, too, don't have cable. I first heard about it because I have a friend who works at Showtime, and she told me about it. And then I did, like, a minuscule amount of Googling and found out that it's the show that the pilot was actually filmed with Philip Seymour Hoffman, and then he tragically, as we all know, died, and they went through a slew of people. Originally, like, Jim Carrey was in talks to replace him, but it ended up being Steve Coogan, and so they reshot the pilot, and now we have Happy-ish.
So what were your thoughts about it?
I didn't love it.
Really?